B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Scott just
that?
Accused Jim of
Did
being,
really
a,
just say that? That's not
being
nice.
A jerk on your birthday. I don't think he is.
Why? For what reason?
It's not fair. You want me to? I'll tell
everyone.
Okay. We have lunch today.
Yep.
Was brought in. And
thank you to the 99. Red Sox won yesterday. Kids eat free.
My kids can eat now.
Right.
Bertie's lost 5 pounds.
We're going to eat. The food showed up at the end of the last break as we were getting ready to go back on the air. And I said, yeah, I told you it was probably when we were going to show up. Just ha-ha, bad timing, because this is like a long commercial-free segment we do. That goes, right. Right up until, like quarter past the hour. And Scott, Zoe said, sure told me I went in there during the headlines. I'm like, that's why
that's
Jim
exactly
didn't tell you.
Why he didn't tell you.
You go in there and start inhaling your salad. And then you come back and you're eating and wiping your
it's his birthday.
Hand with the back
he
of your mouth.
He wants his food.
No, it's got
no,
nothing
know,
to do with
no.
his
in
birthday.
Fact, it's exactly what I would prefer Jim
to
do.
Take the camera off it.
Keeping
exactly
you focused.
Exactly what I would prefer he do.
Don't touch an intern.
Engaged in the show and not sneaking
take
off
the salad
bite.
Off the hot thing because I don't want to get all warm and melted.
Wait, he's got a hot plate?
Well, so if so,
no,
anybody
yours
ordered
is Nuts Beatles.
What?
Your salad's not on top of the hot
okay,
plate.
Okay, thank you.
Is.
Thank yeah. you. Good. Then that's get
I'm
into
not
birthday,
that worried about it.
There's no hot plate.
Not hot plate, but somebody got a hot
cooking
meal.
The salad like it's Jiffy Pop back there.
Do you know they still sell those?
Jiffy
yeah.
Poppers?
You can see them at Walmart. They're like hanging on the hooks of Walmart.
They're always hanging in the aisles.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Weird. They put them on like little special hooks in the popcorn aisle.
Have you ever done it for your kids?
No.
And that thing goes up. Like there's nothing like that when we were kids. Mom bring Jiffy Pop home. And we're like, eat it right there. Pull that tinfoil apart. Kids today don't even know what Jiffy Pop is.
I'm going to get some Jiffy Pop. How about that?
There's
I didn't know.
Nothing cooler than moving that around, shaking it. That's like take it to a real campfire and everything. We do that outside, too.
Where?
Back home, when we had, like, a fire outside.
Oh, not now.
No, God, no.
Why not?
I'm going to try it. You can still do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Go for it. Thomas and Melrose on Chris Sale. What do you think of him right now?
All right. So my take on Chris Sale is really not injury-related at all. I think, especially after we gave him the money here just a few weeks back, we're trying to preserve his health for as long as possible. If we'll take a, maybe a C-grade Chris Sale through the rest of the season, but then have him bump up to full strength and full velocity come, later in the regular season playoff time, I think we'll take that gladly, hoping we can get there.
Full so, velo. You think the full think velo is going to make a comeback?
All.
Okay. So there is this idea that he's just building up, that he's sort of building up because he didn't have that full workload in spring training. He didn't have a lot of work, and therefore he's just building. That he's holding himself back and thinks he can get by without going full velo.
Hey, man, they may have this thing all figured out, these guys. And when you win it, it sort of entitles you, like Price said, I hold all the cards now. There's sort of that sense of that. And Sale might know what he's doing here. So, why do you say that? Hey, remind our fans, we haven't even played at home yet. I didn't know this was such a throwaway at the beginning of the year. Because it's like telling people, don't even tune in till we get home. We'll be all right. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm on cruise control right now. I haven't even amped it up yet. That might be the case. He might go out there tomorrow and mow people down. I don't know. I don't think he will. Because I don't think you just find that type of velocity in what, 4 days, 5 days? No. No. What do you expect him to be tomorrow, if they play tomorrow? If they play tomorrow, top speed he hits.
90, I have no idea. I have
I'd
no idea what to expect anymore.
92, 93, maybe. Hey, as long as he pitches well and gets through six.
We're going to get full velo? I mean, you've said, what, two, three times through the rotation, right?
Yeah.
So you've given everyone three times? Tomorrow's three.
Tomorrow's
three. So tomorrow
three,
right? Is tomorrow you let him slide? Whatever he does is okay?
Oh, no, I said it too. And if you feel like if he goes out and gets shelled in two innings, I wouldn't. You want to boo, you boo. Don't boo him pregame.
That is
Don't
so crazy.
Here's the thing, though. If he comes out and throws 95.
He's reacting?
What are you going to boo him for?
If he throws 95, 96 tomorrow, is it because they're 3-8 coming back home and they need to start ramping it up? Or is it because this is a plan all along? On the third start, we'll start ramping it up. We're never going to know.
I have no idea. And they're not going to tell us.
Nope.
Yeah, I wouldn't boo the guy tomorrow. Do you think he's somehow like dogging it? Do you think he's not giving it his all? What are you booing
him
for?
No, but I think as a fan, when you pay and you give it, you're going to have those type of comment. Relax till we get home. We're not even home yet. Then you go out and you stink the joint out when you come home.
Okay, now you're home, jackass. You got to pitch.
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying.
I'm the one sitting in the freaking rain and it's 40 out, okay? And I just paid $55 to park and get boxed in. You know what? I might boo.
55?
What's the rates now?
That's more than 55 tomorrow. You're looking at a 75 or 100 day tomorrow.
Tomorrow and Monday. Two big days.
Ugh. 55. Those days are long gone.
We'll be down there early. Get nice and early. Get a nice spot.
Yes, tomorrow we are at Lucky Strike.
Lucky you. Come on down. Nice space up top.
Jillian's, as you may know it.
Yep. That whole building. Sales team will be there.
Yeah, you're not going to want to be walking around the streets in that weather. Come inside.
Come inside, warm up, have some beverages.
Yeah, some tea.
Plenty of activities for you there. Yeah, cold tea. Plenty of cold tea there on tap, ready for you. Should be a fun time. Jimmy's in New Hampshire, also on Chrisdale.
Jimmy.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Real quick, I don't think I'd be happy with C-minus Chrisdale through the season. So, you like Ed Ogeron, right?
Yeah, I do. I think he's comical.
I promise you, you'll laugh at a YouTube video called Colonel Reb is Crying. It's a song made about him while he was at Old Miss. You will laugh, I promise.
Part of my take guys do a hell of a job, you know, messing with him. Like, they've gone to games down there,
get him all ramped up, down football.
Oh, and I'm a huge LSU fan, so I found it interesting when they got him. I was sad to see Les go. But anyway,
yeah, didn't you love Les until the last 4 minutes of games when he couldn't manage a clock?
Well, and whenever he tried to recruit any quarterback.
Oh, God. Isn't that something? You guys haven't had a quarterback since Tommy Odson?
We've had how many defensive players drafted in the first round?
How about receivers?
No quarterback. What, Jamarcus Russell, please. Anyway, Chris Sale, I was nervous about them re-signing him. Just because, they didn't need to, and B, they babied him last year, and look where it got him. I'm just nervous that he's not going to be able to hold up. Great show, guys. Thanks a lot. See ya.
All right. Take it easy.
I mean, that is part of it. Like, they didn't overtax him at the end. We know what he hit an entire offseason. Slowly brought him along in spring training. Like, when's go time? I guess it's June, July, right? Those guys carry it right through. So it's got to be, what, 75 days, 75 degrees for him to ramp it up to 95? It wasn't like that in October. He found it, but that was only for an inning. A little different when you're pitching six or seven. But consistently, he's hit that when he's right. When Chris Sale's right and he's feeling good, he's pretty much untouchable. Can't catch up with it. How about the people that said, well, why can't he be a closer?
No.
Those guys are supposed to come in and throw what?
Can't be a closer without full
99, right?
Can't be a closer without the full velo.
You don't have your velo.
No, and that's not what he's here for. No, they got to build him back up. They got to get him to the point where he's pitching well again. Maybe that starts tomorrow or Wednesday, depending on when they play this game. As Zoe's giving you the weather update, heavy bands of rain moving through, according to
Sydney Fitzgibbons. Did it again.
Red
5.
Red lines.
They're going to cancel this, aren't they?
They might.
They're going to.
I'll tell you why. Wednesday looks good. Wednesday looks like a good day, and they've got the open day for that very reason.
When do you think they'd cancel it?
I think they'll do it early if they do it.
Like early tomorrow or late tonight?
You got too much planning. No, no. You got to do it. You got to do it like, what, around 3, 4 o'clock today?
Nah.
Well, today?
No.
In the afternoon?
I doubt it.
You know what's going to happen if they do that? It'll be beautiful tomorrow, and then Wednesday will be terrible.
Oh, I mean, you can't miss that type of forecast.
I mean, you've got a 70% chance of rain tomorrow and a 10% chance of rain on Wednesday. And Wednesday is going to be a little bit warmer, and it's going to be dry.
And your newly
just
signed
a cloudy day.
Your newly signed ace taking a mile after some.
Yeah, Tom makes a good point.
Issues.
They canceled the Marathon Monday game the night before.
They
right,
did
at night.
Then they should do it again today if they're going to do it.
Mm.
Wednesday looks like the better day, so factor that in as well.
Oh God, that's right. That was that awful weather day, the marathon day. Was that just last year?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's one Rich ran at the end.
617-779-0985. One other thing we did want to hit on today, Antonio Brown against Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, my God, yes.
Over the weekend on Twitter. We'll touch on that with your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Letting this one ride a little bit, so.
And her name is G. L. Whoa. R. I. G-L-Y-O.
Who does this?
Van Morrison.
Boy. There's times he doesn't sound like him. Like I.
Wow, this is like 50 years old, so.
It's got a little Munsters feel to it.
Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster, former teammates. They're not teammates anymore. We saw that report months ago that one of the breakdowns in Pittsburgh, as Bert Breer told us at the time,
unbelievable,
was that Antonio Brown was pissed he wasn't the team MVP.
This is unbelievable.
Team MVP.
That's what you care about? You know me. You've worked with me for a while now. I love this guy. I thought he's best receiver in the league. Thought. This guy, when did he exactly turn a-hole? Like, seriously. I can't wait to see him struggle. I can't wait to see him struggle with the Raiders. To see him throw a fit on the sideline. You play with a quarterback that looked to feed you the ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, force the ball to you. Even when you're covered. Call games against him. Forcing him the ball when he's covered.
So that was why Antonio Brown wasn't showing up at the end of the year and all that injury crap and the Babuana bunch
his
of
fur
nonsense,
coat and his
right?
Bentley.
So a bunch of trolls on Twitter started to tweet Antonio Brown, and my guess is they've been tweeting Antonio Brown.
He took the bait.
Sending him pictures of Juju Smith-Schuster with a little image that says 2018 Steelers most valuable player, Juju Smith-Schuster, tweeting at Antonio Brown that picture. So Antonio Brown tweeted, keep your emotions off the internet, is what he had at 12:42. That was at 12:42. At 2:10 p.m., he then retweets the guy who sends him the photo and says, emotion. Boy fumbled the whole postseason in the biggest game of the year. Everyone went blind to busy making guys famous, not enough reality these days. By the way, check the list.
See how hard it is to type that? You have to go out of your way to type that to sound like an idiot. You're going to go there and call this kid out that I think helped open things up for you, played his ass off. I think Juju's going to be really, really good in this league. He obviously already is. I'm rooting for things to go bad for Antonio Brown. I just want to see him struggle out there. Go to a quarterback that gets hit, the turtles. Maybe might hang you out once or twice. See, Roethlisberger didn't do that to him. Ben throws a great deep ball.
So you know what Juju
couldn't handle it.
You know what Juju Smith-Schuster responds with 25 minutes later? Keep your emotions off the internet. The same tweet that Antonio Brown had just a couple of hours earlier. And then he followed up. He said, all I ever did was show that man love and respect from the moment I got into the league. I was genuinely happy for him, too, when he got traded to Oakland with a big contract. And now he takes shots at me on social media. Crazy how big that ego got to take shots at people who show you love.
Unbelievable.
SMH shaking my head. Can you imagine?
Good for him. That's
being
good
the Oakland Raiders watching Antonio Brown on Twitter tweet that. Can you imagine that? Seeing this guy who you just paid all this money to?
You think there's any pressure on Mike Mayock?
I call him a team wrecker because that's exactly what he is.
Poison.
That this is so poison, bad man. For whatever it is you're trying to establish as a football team. Yes, Juju Smith-Schuster did fumble on an important game, second to last game of the season. And then Antonio Brown didn't play in the final game of the year because he just quit. At least Juju Smith-Schuster didn't quit. I don't know. I don't know what to think of Oakland in this situation.
I'm rooting against them.
It's so easy to root against that.
So easy. So easy. I loved this kid 3 years ago, man. I just, how many days I come in talking about Antonio Brown as Antonio Brown?
Yes, you love
no
him.
No more?
Nope. Michael Lombardi had this tweet, which I think summarizes it great. He said, got to be exciting for Oakland. He retweeted Antonio Brown.
Oh.
Got to be exciting for Oakland to have this kind of teammate in their locker room influencing others. Like, how counterproductive is that?
Awful.
It's destructive in your locker room. It's destructive if you're trying to put together a good team culture, good football team culture. That's just, there's no room for that crap.
Do you think they talked to him about any of this social media stuff?
Doubt
it. The stuff that got him in trouble at Pittsburgh.
I doubt it. They just showered him with money.
Mike Mayock.
And they're desperate out there.
And that's another thing. The pressure of Mayock. And here's the problem with the league, too, that I have with the NFL. They're pumping him up. You know, there were a couple tweets heading into the combine and free agency, after free agency and the stuff's happened with the trade, where he's the face of the NFL and the Raiders. And like, they're promoting what Antonio Brown did as good for that league. Shoot your way out when you're not happy, and you always get what you ask for when you're a diva receiver. When's the last time a diva receiver won anything in this league? It doesn't happen. Closest thing was Atlanta. And I wouldn't even classify Julio Jones as a diva receiver. Who are the diva receivers? This guy? OBJ? I mean, I wouldn't put Jarvis Landry in there, but Landry would run his mouth here and there. But nothing like this. Who else? Who are some of the other diva receivers? Like, you don't win. But yet, you're going to give this guy new money. He actually got a raise. He got new money. Hey, credit Drew Rosenhaus for getting it done and finding a team that would do it. Steelers lost that trade. Lost it. At least the Giants got something. Like, if you're a Giants fan, I know you may be crushed he's not there and you're not going to see number 13, this and that. At least you got something in return. Pittsburgh got nothing. Nothing for him. Probably glad to get rid of him. And that's sad because he was the best receiver in the league at one time. Really was.
617-779-0985. Jason's in Waltham. Hi, Jason.
Oh, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Wow, this was really quick. Question for Zoe.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just wondering, why would you want to see Antonio Brown struggle? Like, I understand, he's making headlines and he's blowing up Twitter and saying all these horrible things.
I don't think it's good for the league. Like, I don't think it's good for the league, right, when you shoot your way out of town the way he did. Now, Le'Veon Bell, different story. You know, the hits that guy took and amount of carries. But he left $14 million out there. He ended up getting a decent contract, but he lost money too.
So, Jason, do you just not believe in rooting against players? Is that what it is? Or is specifically about his situation?
What do you want me to do? I loved this guy 3 years ago.
You know what it is? No, you know what it is, guys? And I'll say it and then I'll just hang up. Like, I appreciate your opinion. You know, I mean, I have anything against it like that. But I'm just saying, Antonio Brown, he still gave the Steelers like 8 or 9 years of entertainment. And the man is like 31. He's still in his prime. So I'm just saying that, you know, when you look at his
I'm 50 years old. I grew up watching Lynn Swann and John Stallworth and the way those teams were built. And I was a Pittsburgh kid. And we had season tickets and we'd go in. It was just different. We just raised differently there. This is the new NFL. This is the new diva stuff with this league. where guys could get disgruntled and shoot their way out. I don't think it's good for that city. I don't think it's good for that team. That team had a high-flying offense.
I'll tell you why.
You had the best running back, the best receiver, and one of the best top five quarterbacks in the league.
I root against players when they go to teams because
he's an a-hole.
I want to root against the team for it.
I want to root for you going out of your way to acquire an a-hole.
Like going out of your way to acquire that troubled player and then throwing a boatload of cash at him.
Yeah, what's that said for your just young culture?
Just to me, it shouldn't be rewarded for a team that's trying to build something. I hate that.
Does that make you badass?
I don't want to see that team do well.
Does that make
I don't
you
want
badass?
To see that player do well. I just think it's like this great dichotomy between Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. I think Juju Smith-Schuster is one of the most likable young players in the NFL.
Electric.
I think he's like just his whole persona is hilarious. He just comes off as being a funny guy. Like he's got this great personality.
Yeah.
And Juju Smith-Schuster, despite his fumble that Antonio Brown wants to take a shot at for him, he's a good player. He's another one of these Pittsburgh receivers that's really good. They find these guys everywhere.
They just can't hang on to them. It's crazy.
And I find myself, despite not wanting the Steelers to do well, I find myself rooting for that player, even before all this crap happened between him and Antonio Brown. If you've ever watched The Football Fix, we've been talking about Juju Smith-Schuster for 2 years.
Oh, he's famous.
But how much we like
home
him.
Run. Yeah.
We just love him. And so I look at that and say, and now you're going to take a shot at Juju Smith-Schuster because you didn't win team MVP. You're a self-absorbed a-hole. And I don't think the sport does well with those types of players. So when those guys don't do well, I think it just sort of reaffirms what the sport is all about. You can't be self-absorbed a-hole and expect success. And so I root for them to fail. I do.
How do you want me to sit
there? There's
no
joy in rooting for those guys.
I'm giving you an honest bet. Like, how do you sit here and want me to? I rooted for that guy. I liked watching him play. I gave him credit at the end of the year. That I keep talking about that Saints game. That dude balled fourth down, that touchdown catch up the seam. He kept that team in it. And you're going to go out and hang this kid for fumbling because he's trying to stretch for extra yards, getting field goal range? I don't get it. You got a quarterback that, look, went out of his way to feed you the ball, and you got into it with him on the sidelines. And then your Facebook Live, and that stuff started when he started that Facebook Live stuff. So whoever got him involved with that, whatever payments he was getting, dude, you're already making $14, $15 million a year. And now you're doing this stuff like just recently, a month ago. Hey, hit me up for any of your parties or you want me to send any shout outs. Yeah, $500. We'll do this. We'll do this quick video for you.
Hardy's got your headlines. One more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
How great is it seeing Zoe's mind blown like every 20 minutes today?
Like somebody like, take a load off, plenty. I like this. It's your birthday, buddy. I'm not going to be critical.
This is why the Yacht Rock thing is so big for us, because you guys completely disagree musically outside of Yacht Rock pretty much.
That's a good point. I would, if I had top 50 songs, we can't even say we're doing a music show. Sometimes we do music shows. There wouldn't be one song from the Beatles in my top 50. And they are the great, and I recognize them as one of the greatest band of all time.
They're going to say there's even not one song Beatle has played today.
I love to play like this. I don't forget to do. I love when you put the mouth over like this. It's like Andy from The Office. Andy from The Office would have been a great Beatle. Beatles like got some deep musical interests. You have a plethora of songs. Like, you could go down many paths. Not me.
So sticks to the top 40. Always.
Hits. I'm a hit guy.
Always.
I am never a B-side guy. Ever. When you play the show, you go to the show. You know what I mean? You go to the show, play the show.
Play the show.
Like those guys last night. What do you do? Play the hits. They're a cover band, so you're playing hits.
Well, this is from The Last Waltz. I think Hardy should see it sometime.
Martin Scorsese directed it, huh?
Yeah.
It's a concert movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. It was the band's last show. Because they, that was it. The band was done.
Okay.
Robbie broke them up. Anyway, I just love watching Zoe every single.
Well, then it kicks in. And I know that one.
What is it? 617-779-0985. Liam is in Marlboro. Liam.
Hey, guys. So I've been a lifelong Raiders fan, and Antonio Brown going to the Raiders is a really concerning for me. After they traded Khalil McAway last year, it's kind of clear that they weren't planning on winning in the next couple of years. I thought maybe 3 years and they'll be contending again. And then they go out and bring in Antonio Brown, who's known for tearing apart a locker room, especially after they just cut Michael Crabtree a year or two ago after he was really the number one receiver because Murray Cooper wasn't doing anything. But apparently he was a bad locker room presence. That's why they cut him.
Okay. I got a question for you.
I got to hang up because his phone was so bad. I would like to ask this, though. Oh, sorry, you had a question?
What are you going to do when he gets to Vegas? You think you've got distractions now, folks?
What's going to happen to that entire team when they get to Vegas? Forget Antonio
Didn't
Brown.
Didn't he rename himself? Isn't he Mr. Big Chess Guy or something? Like, that changed, too. He's no longer A.B. or Antonio Brown. Isn't he Mr. Big Chess?
I don't know.
I thought he's like, yeah.
I would have loved to have asked Liam, but his phone was so bad there.
When he dyed his mustache blonde.
What would you rather have? Mr. If you're Big a Raiders fan, would you rather have Khalil Mack right now or Antonio Brown?
Mack, home wrecker.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a home wrecker. You always take the home wrecker. I don't know.
They should have paid that guy.
It's almost like when, you know, he did that. Hey, I'm going to do Drew Rosenhaus because I can't, like, illegally put this out there on the podcast. You know, can't put this out there on my podcast. So I'm going to, he alerted his agent that I'm taping him. And we're going to go through this process. Yeah. So they want to get in it, huh? You got to get more. They got more picks. They got more money. Patriots, huh? That'd be neat. They don't have it, though, right? They don't have the money. They knew they had a sucker in the Raiders. Yeah, well, the Raiders are there. We can make it happen out there. You know, it's like they knew it. That was the plan. New GM and Mike Mayock trying to make a splash, trying to get Gruden some weapons, trying to help his young quarterback out. He's still young, still developing for what it is. Carr. Mm-hmm. Carr's played a lot. Do you trust Carr the last 16 games?
No.
Do you trust Carr mentally that when this guy gets in his huddle, goes, you know, I'm running the go route. I ain't just running it to run it, okay? Put the damn ball out there. I'm going to go get it. Remember T.O. constantly harping on his quarterbacks, whether it was McNabb, whether it was Romo. I'd take T.O. over this guy. I would in a second.
Okay.
Wouldn't you take Terrell Owens? T.O. was one of the best receivers ever. Yeah.
I know people here that go, what? Yeah, no, he
is
was.
Is this guy worse than T.O.? Like from a team-wrecking standpoint. Like T.O. would like have issues with the quarterback.
T.O. is a little nuts, but.
He's crazy, but man. He'd get emotional and play.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't call and tell me this guy's emotional.
I don't remember. Was T.O. openly calling out teammates?
Quarterback.
But that's what? Because he wants the ball? I mean, that happens everywhere.
Yeah.
T.O. ever call out another receiver or complain about not getting team MVP?
Team MVP.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. Tom Brady's mad he didn't get Patriot player.
Hey, I want to mention a Bruins item that has just been reported in the last couple of minutes by Rear Admiral Barstool Sports. What did we hear earlier from Bruce Cassidy on Kevin Miller? How did the team put it?
Not ready to start Thursday.
Okay, not ready to start on Thursday when the Bruins begin their playoff series against Toronto.
So maybe give him a couple days. Maybe he'll be there on Wednesday night. I mean, excuse me, Saturday night, right?
And by the way, I just want to let you know I'm fully looking forward to another Toronto series and their announcers.
Oh, Bonesy.
Bonesy. I'm getting ready for Bonesy and the Tim Hortons and the Timbits and the whole hotel. Deal. In the whole deal, eh?
You think they got that Dorgan Park down there in the Faneuil Hall still? I think they closed it down there, Bonesy. At the big steaks.
Bonesy, where are we going to go eat now? So I'm getting ready for that, but this is bad news.
Seafood.
This is bad news. Rear Admiral has this tweet. Per source, Bruins defenseman Kevin Miller is out for the playoffs with a lower body injury. For second straight year, the team loses a regular D-man prior to the playoffs.
That sucks.
That sucks. The biggest issue being you're losing a guy before you even begin the playoffs. It's one thing if you lose a guy along the way in a playoff run.
Yeah.
You almost half expect it. I mean, there's a lot of physical play, and everyone steps up their game in the playoffs, and defensemen, you know, sort of many times take the brunt of it.
So last year, McAvoy got nicked up.
Yeah, the knee.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, the knee issue.
Took him a while. Took him a while to get back, man.
And when he got back, he was not 100%.
No. But that's what you're talking about, you know? And you actually had time to prepare for that.
So Rear Admiral says it's not so much about Thursday. He's done for the year.
Yuck.
That's bad news. We will obviously be talking more Bruins as we lead up to Thursday night and the start of the series
The
Maple Leafs. And you can, of course, hear every single game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub throughout the playoffs. Today's takeaways are coming your way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, time for today's takeaways. Hi. Brought to you by Waking 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends dropping that weight, take their advice and set your free consultation right now at any of the 5 Waking 180 locations. Okay.
When we were talking about the NCAA tournament today, and Jim asked Hardy what he was doing to change the luck of the Michigan State Spartans.
I didn't understand this either.
The first thing I thought was that Hardy was going out and doing something to his vehicle. Have a listen. I'm not going to tell you what was said. Have a listen to how it went down.
I thought he went to the parking
and
garage, too.
I did not know what was being asked until Jim sort of gave it context. So have a listen.
So, Hardy, is it true that you changed the tire at halftime to change up the luck?
Oh, yes.
Did I hear that? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So he went out to his garage, jacked up his Dodge Durango.
But there's even some hesitation with Hardy. Hardy's like, oh, yeah, yes, because Hardy knew what he had done.
Right.
Knew
that he had Rhode Island accent.
Changed his sweatshirt, and therefore he knew that Jim was saying a tire, not changed a tire.
I thought literally.
I was going to say sweatshirt, but I didn't want to give it away. I wanted to let Hardy tell the story.
Changed, I thought.
But nobody thought clothing. It's your
now,
weird.
I realize that now.
The inflection
weird Rhode
was
Island
a little weird.
Accent.
That's why I'm back here, and you guys are over there.
Yeah, I know. But still, I immediately thought, I really thought right away, is that a thing? You change a tire?
You know what I thought?
You go out.
Well, the wheels were coming off.
Jack it up and change a tire.
I thought it's a
is
chronic,
that a good luck thing?
I thought it's a chronic gambling addiction to where you have this chronic gambling addiction, and the only way you could flip and reverse your luck is to go out and actually change the tires on your car.
No, I thought that might be a thing. And
I did too.
I never heard of that one.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, said,
You're in the casino. You're bleeding cash. One of the ways to get you to step away from the table and sort of break that luck is go out to the parking lot, change out a tire, and that gives you the break you need to mentally collect yourself and then go back in and continue to lose money.
Patriots fans, you're down 28-3. Everybody across New England was changing tires.
Let's get out to the driveway.
End of the third quarter.
Change a tire.
Hey, kid, get the tire. Get the jack out. You know those hydraulic, the pump ones?
Yes.
When's the last time you changed a tire?
Oh, last year.
On your car?
Yeah, because it cut. You hit a piece of road scrap and it cuts the side of the tire. I get those big tires.
Yeah.
So it's just, you had to flip it.
You did it on the side of the road yourself?
I did it in my driveway.
Nice.
Yeah. Because it went flat and I got tired of refilling it. I'm like, let's throw it on. I had to tell you what. You got to put those jacks together. It's like 18 different pieces now. And it's like, you open up the back hatch. You're like, oh, Jesus, now I got to unscrew four things to even take the crowbar out.
Yeah, that's no
put
fun.
This together and then.
This little thing.
I'm trying to get everything back where it goes in its little compartment.
I just throw it in there.
Like I know you do, but then it rattles around back there.
Call AAA.
I think I changed three on my last card. I haven't had to change. Well, famous last words, right? But on the third one, I was like, I'm not doing this again. And I'd run over something. It was during that horrible, horrible winter where there's all the stuff getting churned up on the road, pieces of plow and stuff. And I was at work. I had it done. But otherwise, I don't mind doing it. It's just putting everything back the right way. That's the worst part of it.
And you ever jack it up and then realize you didn't loosen the lug bolts?
Every time.
Put it back down.
Loosen them up. Back up.
Or I'll just do it real careful
so it doesn't fall. So the car doesn't collapse on top of me.
Remember, Rucci pranked Bledsoe and unscrewed his lug caps and let him drive on his new rims.
Oh, that's
ruined.
What the hell ruined
all four rims and the screw axles. Yeah, yeah, not good.
A funny prank.
Bad prank. Real bad, expensive prank.
Wow,
that gets your crap moved out of your house on Christmas Eve. Well, your family coming in, and then you got to spend Christmas Eve in a hotel. That's what that does.
Yeah, Bledsoe had one of the ball movers. Boys steal his keys, right?
Yep, and we had the movers came in, moved his entire condo.
Got a copy of the key, got a copy of his house key made during practice, gave the key to the movers. The movers moved all his stuff out of his house.
Where'd they put it?
And then put his truck.
Put it in storage.
Put it on storage, and then put his truck for sale.
And sealed it up for Christmas.
Remember the old classifieds? Called the classifieds. He had one of those OJ Bronco souped up trucks. Yeah, sell it for $10,000. Put it in the paper, classifieds.
Put his number on there.
Phone won't stop ringing.
those are good
must
pranks.
See. Clean. Must get rid of.
Those are good pranks. All right. Also today, what did Zoe say?
Huh? How's that Springfield crowd?
Must be nice.
That place is nice. The tap is a crazy sports bar.
So no one's invited us to any of the casinos recently. We've been.
That was Mel Tillis and Cannonball Run.
Him and him. Him and him.
Greatest movies ever, man.
I'm just out. Pack of cigarettes. Got enough ice for all this beer. Plenty.
Who's he? A star one in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, Billy Bibbit.
The way Nurse Ratched spoke to him, she's
sure,
such
sure,
a condescending.
Sure is pretty, Mick.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else when you said condescending.
Why? Condescending witch.
Okay, it's someone's big day today, and we never would have known.
Oh.
We never would have known if he pre-planned his music playlist. He is the Michael Scott of the sports.
Oh, come on!
Nobody loves his birthday.
Wish me a birthday.
More my guy Beetle. Happy birthday, Beetle.
Jim, cue it.
We'll sit down in the next couple of weeks and see where I'm at.
Right.
Dead air. They don't like it to be hard. They don't know what to do with themselves when it's hard.
Sanitation.
Sanitarium.
I want to stop here and insert this.
Because he comes hard and he comes fast.
Nice and thick. Yeah, warm. Yes.
I think they can get better on defense by continuing to, you know, improve.
Tom is in New Hampshire. He's got a clarification on carbonation. Robot umpires, Doug and Webster, your thoughts. Chris in the truck has a pickle juice call for us. Chris, too talented. Too talented. Hey, GoFundMe page.
Hi, Beetle.
And if Mark could ever shave that beard, maybe we'd let him back on our sideline.
Hi, Coach.
What's up, guys?
What's going on? What's going on with you?
I'm such a baby because the Dolphins made me cry.
People would come in, they'd be hammered. I'd be like, yeah, you're 21. Like, you're not. I didn't say it.
Time out.
You absolutely said it.
It ain't that hard. You just gotta suck.
You know what's funny now? Happy birthday, Beetle. Anything? Any big special?
Okay.
Is there any discounts in Quincy? Like you get 10 cents off gas?
It should be like 25 cents off a gallon.
Yeah, the mayor there. I see the they dumped a ton of money into the lacrosse locker rooms. My God,
they did. Boston Cannons now reside in Quincy, cool. Ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent.
Veterans Memorial Stadium. Looking forward to the 1st of June when they get going.
Yeah, any freebies for you today? You got a Denny's there?
What do kids get you? What do you get free anymore on your birthday?
What do your kids get you for your birthday? You got like cologne or anything? Like some
card?
Socks? Nice. They hand make it or they buy it?
This was a purchased card that they made additions to.
Oh.
You know, they like to draw things.
Of course.
Nice. Oh, I just found a website for you, Beto. The 123 best birthday freebies in 2019.
Hey, take them to the 99. Red Sox finally won.
If it's, I like to go with Zoe's saying, which is, if it's free, take three.
Take three.
Yep. All right, we're back at it tomorrow. Location, well, we're expecting to be down
right
at Lucky Strike. That's where we're going to get going for the baseball home schedule. Obviously, weather could change that, but that's where we'll be. We'll see you there tomorrow.
All right. Re-entry Monday next. Mm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome into the program, Felger Maserati, on a Monday. So we have a little title for it. We like to title things, slogan things. It's a re-entry Monday, meaning everything from the weekend. So
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.